Best of the best good day programs, the best of the best day. Here we are celebrating another day. It's Thursday, one more day in the month of September, and that's shot. And then the last quarter of the year begins October, November, December. October is supposed to be a warmer month than usual, temperatures above normal around the country. And of course, we all know that's global warming.
That's right.
Global warming. Global warming. Actually, there has been a little movement on that front among people who were heretofore quick to discount the changes that are happening because of what obviously has to be some influence. No matter what you say, as like 94% of all the scientists who look at this kind of stuff, as much as I poo-poo science, you got agreement from 94% who say that there at least is some impact. And, I mean, this is just common sense. You don't need a scientist to tell you this, do you? Common sense would tell you that all of the emissions from the various things, the tools of life that we use, whether it's a car, certain types of machinery, whatever it is, are going to have some impact on the atmosphere. I think it's just common sense. And earlier this week, I think it was Monday, wasn't it? Monday, we were talking about airplanes having more of an influence because they're up in the sphere where the weather is actually made at 30,000, 35,000, 40,000 feet. And so it seems to me we've wasted so much energy and time arguing about this. And it's sad because what happens often is with either side on this, there's a right, there's a little or maybe a lot of truth to both sides of the argument. And people get so polarized. What I see, there's a glimmer of hope here that I just sort of felt in the last 24 to 48 hours about people breaking through. Isn't it funny how one thing, and in this circumstance it's Herman Cain, one thing sort of is evolving to get you to think, at least get me to think, that people are not paying a lot of attention to the traditional news media, traditional sources, traditional information, and in fact, people are finding out for themselves that this is what this person means, or this is what that circumstance stands for, and this is how we can change it. Or if you have a question, more and more people are using that tool that we do here on the program. I didn't come along this road willingly. I have resisted because it requires a certain change in aptitude. And if you're watching the stream at DougStephan.com, you can see me moving my hands around because that's how I interpret the use of the new technology. There's a keyboard involved and there's a mouse that's involved and you look at screens. But what it does is give you so much exposure to so many different things, I can't help but think that it's positive. More information you have, the better off you are. And maybe this tool, which has been now, it's been squeezed into what's the size of an iPhone? 2 inches by 3 inches? Something like that? You have
a little
that
bit more than that
tool.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this shows you how, I mean, you laugh at me. Both of you will laugh at me, but it's okay. I was trying to find out, we were moving cows down to the other farm, and I needed to go to the town hall in the community. The other people always laugh at this. I have a farm in another community called Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, which is my given name.
Did you just have to buy it because of the name?
It just seemed,
Seemed right.
It just seemed right. it's a lovely piece of land, actually. It's a great piece of land. I like it. Anyway, so I had to go stop by the town hall, but I had a big truck and have room to park. So I said, we got to find out how, and Stephen, who's one of the guys that works with me, was in the truck with me. And I said, we got to find out what, whether the town's open, what the office hours are and stuff. And without even thinking, he just grabbed an iPhone and put in Dudley, Massachusetts town hall. And
right.
In 2 seconds, up come the hours of the town hall.
Right.
How could you? You couldn't have done. You would have had to get the phone number. 10 years ago, you had to get the phone number, call town hall.
You'd have to find a phone booth because you were driving.
10 years before that, right, exactly. You'd have to find a phone booth.
Then find the fun one with the phone book. Then look it up, then call.
Yeah.
Think
now
about
I just go to my Google Maps on my iPhone or my Maps on my Google Maps on my iPhone, and I just put in the name of whatever I want to do, and then within 4 seconds, their phone number's right there or their website, and I can dial them.
Isn't there a problem with Google, the Google Maps? Didn't I see something that we had at DougStefan.com about people complaining?
Yeah, I mean, there's privacy issues because of their... You know, their vans.
It's creepy. I mean, they have pictures of your house with your car in the driveway.
Yeah, see, that's what, and that sort of speaks to something else. There's a report out today that finds that Facebook has 800 pages of personal information on you, and you. Whoever uses Facebook, they've got up to 800 pages of information on you. What are you looking for online? What are you buying online? What news stories are you following, or what sites are you following online? And I guess that when you agree to use Facebook, you agree to let them have access to that. Whether you know it or you don't know it.
This is a little bit more.
But they're taking more than they are than they've agreed to before. Well, you knew they were.
When you sign up for Facebook and you post, "I'm going to the store," and they have access to you saying last month, "I'm going to the store at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon." That's one thing.
Yeah.
When they know that outside of Facebook, I have another browser open. And I'm searching for information on
dog costumes.
Dog costumes, for Halloween. And they are actually save that information.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Well, because it's not what you're letting them in on.
Right.
That's why a lot of people have canceled their subscription to Facebook.
Not that many. Well, there's still a lot of peer pressure.
Growing. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know. People like this are going to get caught, and with all, I mean, how many
people like
billions,
this, Zuckerberg and the people at Facebook?
Whenever they do something, people, websites this big who do something that egregious, they are going to get caught. If some kid in Australia found this out, and he somehow got the word out, and everybody called him on it, and sure enough, they did.
Yeah.
But here are all that information. Where is it? Who's going to do it? Let's say somebody says, "I want to find out more about Doug Stefan. Let me find out." They're not going to have access to these files on the Facebook servers. Facebook has billions and billions and billions of pages of information.
Yeah, they're going to sell that.
It's just data. They can't even mine it, probably.
Yeah. No, it's just they have it.
It's
and
just
that bothers
there.
Some people. That's
Don't you
that's
think they'll sell some of it, though? They already do in their ads.
I'm sure that was probably their intention, now they're purging it, I'm sure.
Well, when they get caught with their hand in the whatever jar they've got it in, and then they have to run and hide or do something to save face, and that's what they've done.
There is so much private information on you out there. It's just lost in a sea of O's and ones.
Mm-hmm. Groupon, meanwhile, quietly entering online retailing. They have offered discounts this week.
Discounts. On tomatoes.
They're selling Ray-Bans.
I know. I saw them. And hair dryers. I got one yesterday.
TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Mattresses. Now, Roberta, our queen of cheap, is not here today and tomorrow because she's bringing her daughter up, actually, to Boston to see a couple of schools for post-high school schooling. But if she were here, I think she'd have one of these. She has stuff. There's always the Groupon and the other social. What's the other one? Living Social?
Yeah,
I guess there are two or three of them now. And even some radio companies, Cumulus, which is now the second largest owner of radio stations in the country, has their own. And I guess other radio groups are trying to start the same thing. Richie, is that how? Is this
absolutely,
put their own local things together?
It makes sense. It's a great advertising tool for the radio stations.
Yeah, right, it is.
Advertisers.
But technology, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you are not going to escape technology. You aren't. As a matter of fact, at DougStefan.com today, we have a story about a lot of our politicians that are on Twitter, but our research shows that most of them have staff actually posting messages. Can you imagine, Jennifer, anything as silly as that? A Facebook
Never.
Page without... Can you imagine
no.
that happening?
No way.
No! Check out some of the ways. If you go to DougStephan.com, you can check out some of the ways you can tell if your congressperson is actually tweeting you or not. We have the secret, the story
you
behind
You can really
story.
Tell. When you've yeah, read enough, you can tell.
Can you tell that I'm... not doing it and you're doing it?
You do your own Facebook page.
I do the Doug Stephan page.
Stephan page,
yeah.
So you guys
right.
can talk to me there, and I tell right. Doug. I read right. everything to him during the break.
Yes.
It's like story time.
Well, it is, exactly. Speaking of story time,
yes.
which leads to bedtime, if you're having a tough time falling asleep and sleeping through the night, gentlemen, perhaps the problem or the circumstance is one which you can remedy by getting yourself onto the Master Prostate Formula. Start taking Master Prostate Formula and you will sleep through the night. 12 key ingredients that will promote harmony in your body. Harmony. You want a restful night's sleep. You want your prostate to be healthy. The people who have used this, I have Tom from Michigan who writes, your product has worked well. It has significantly decreased urgency, eliminated burning, and now I only wake up once a night. Sometimes not even that once. I was waking up three or four times before. So that would be enough for most people to say, you know what, I'm going to try this, especially when you find out that it's free. The first bottle of Master Prostate is free. Other than paying a small shipping and handling charge, call 800-716-6520. That's 800-716-6520. You hurry because even though they say they're giving away a million bottles of this stuff, it's going fast. Yep, the manufacturer is giving away a million bottles of Master Prostate, so men, you will know how this thing functions and helps you. So try it now. You're looking for Master Prostate free at 800-716-6520.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy, just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
O'Reilly. Like everyone else these days, you need to save money every way you can, and O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get great prices on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right and looking its best, like quality tools, name brand motor oils, appearance products, and a lot more. Save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Elisa Ilara creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilara's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilara Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlara.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
Also at DougStephan.com today, the story of a man who has been successfully using his own social network. He sends out messages in bottles, and he has thousands of friends all over the world. Throws
That's
bottles
awesome.
Into the ocean. He's been doing this for 15 years. Now his friends all over the world. That is awesome, isn't it, huh? 21 after on Good Day.
Thank you.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the Fall Super Sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Your name?
Elaine Gibbs.
What else do you do when you're not singing?
I'm a grandmother.
No.
Yes.
How old are you?
53.
The stage is yours. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
This is Elaine Gibbs performing You Got a Friend last night on The X Factor.
All you gotta do is call. And I, yes I will, yes I will, yes I will. You got a friend. Ain't it good to know you got a friend?
Well, people seem to be pretty enthusiastic about this deal.
This is why I love this show. I say yes.
Yeah. Yes. That was Simon saying yes.
Y-E-S.
Elaine, you have four yeses. I hope you feel great, baby.
All right. Up next here is a group, or is it a person? Pete, P-E-E-T. Anybody watching this?
No.
Richie, Jennifer, nobody's watching this. Anyway, Pete Montzingo is his name. Sings Billionaire, a Bruno Mars song with a twist.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
What's your name, sweetheart?
I'm Pete Montzingo.
How old are you, Pete?
Actually, I'm 21 years old, but I kind of don't like to tell people because I've always wanted to be a teen heartthrob. And I know, 21 is reaching that age, I know, but I mean, I feel like there's still a chance.
I love that.
That was great. He's charming them. He's charming them.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, actually, I grew up in a family of all dwarves. I'm the only average-sized guy.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, and
no, come on.
It's been really weird growing up.
There's
with that
seven of us
at school. My mom said no. Would make fun of me for having a dwarf family. So I feel like this is my moment to be like a star, to be the next teen heartthrob, and I'm not gonna be held back anymore.
Very charming. What do
by
you
those little
today?
People. Yeah.
I'm singing Billionaire by Bruno Mars. But
hey, when he wins an award and he thanks all the little people, he won't be lying. Did he do okay? Do we get to hear him?
Yeah, he's going to start right here.
I want to be famous so freaking bad.
Good Lord.
All of the things I've
it's a real song, Becky.
Had.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Want to be on the cover of 17.
Smiling next to F-R-A-M-E. I mean, the cover of the Rolling Stones.
So it's actually fairly catchy. Is this how Bruno Mars does it? Is this
does it a lot better than this?
Yeah, he does it better.
Hey, he's not a teen heartthrob, though, Richie.
He's a teen heartthrob, but he's not a teen himself.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, I'm kind of a teen heartthrob. Do you know that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's the first thing that pops into our head.
Right, right.
Yeah. You're a heartthrob. Yeah,
pre-teens and post-teens. That sounds like a new cereal, doesn't it? Post-tweens.
Teen.
Yeah.
Tween.
Tweens. The tweeny boppers. All right. So the judges like this guy, obviously. Next up is Tia Oliver. This is, by the way, the X Factor. Is the X Factor conducting... is this like American Idol where they go around and they do... auditions, or is it all sort of like thrown together? This is in a studio.
They do the auditions.
They do. So these are auditions, right?
Yeah, they go from town to town and do auditions.
These are auditions. Yes. All right, and this is Seattle, is that right?
I think they're in Seattle now, yes.
All right, so...
What's your name? Put the microphone up to your mouth.
Oh, sorry. My name is Tia Tolliver.
You are a little firecracker. How old are you, Tia?
I'm 19 years old.
Where do you work?
I work as a deli clerk.
What makes you so unique that we will listen to you and watch you on stage and say, you know what, she has the X Factor?
Because I am full of energy. I love to be in front of people. And I want to go platinum, double platinum, and diamond.
Great answer.
And diamond.
And diamond.
You look like a killer. I like that.
I know. She's got the whole
you got that look
together.
Steel. I like steel.
What songs did you bring for us?
I bring Impossible by Chantel.
Love that. Can I hear that?
Yeah.
Please.
All right. There's Simon giving her the opening, and she did okay, apparently. 28 after.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I need your help in helping me with confusion. Is it partly sunny or partly cloudy? Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. You know how many times we watch the weather person, and that person says today is going to be partly cloudy. And, of course, tomorrow he's going to say today is going to be partly sunny. What is the difference? How can we go outside without a weather forecaster telling us to make a decision whether it's partly cloudy or partly sunny? I even contacted a weather person one time, and the individual said to me, it's all subjective. But the way we look at life answers the same question. Is our life partly sunny or is our life partly cloudy? The optimistic point of view says life is partly sunny. The pessimistic point of life will say life is partly cloudy. Go outside, take a look at it, find that light, find that sunshine. Let it come into your life. Always say partly sunny, and I'm going to do everything I can to move those clouds so that I can enjoy the light of success. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Daily Ride. Roberta Fasanelli not here today, so we don't have a Queen of Cheap update. However, we do have, going back to the website, DougStefan.com, input from Phil Lempert, the seafood, the kind of seafood that you like the best. Tell us what you think in today's poll, and that inspires this 2020 quiz. Are you ready? I have a question. Now, I'll give you four. This is like the multiple choice department at DougStefan.com, the college and high school of everything important, knowledge you can use. This will be something I know will be on the tip of all of your tongues. When I give you the question, you'll all know. You'll be running for the radio or running for your phone, 800-510-8255. You ready for the question?
Ready.
Sure.
What are the names of the two halves of a lobster trap?
The names for the two halves of the lobster trap.
Correct. You know that right away, Jennifer, right?
No idea.
Richie?
No clue.
Really? I'm going to give you four possibilities. Now, you can't answer the question. You can discuss it after we get an answer from those people who are experts at 800-510-8255. The names of the two halves of a lobster trap are either roof and floor, mortar and pestle, kitchen and parlor, or pot and pan. One of those four combinations are the two halves of a lobster trap. Which is the correct answer, please? 800-510-8255. I bet you'd like me to repeat that. And yeah, if I said repeat it one more time, that would be redundant. So I will not say I'll repeat it one more time. I'll just repeat the question. Ready?
Ready.
Names of the two halves of a lobster trap could be roof and floor, pot and pan, mortar and pestle, or kitchen and parlor. What is the correct answer? One of those four is the correct answer, and it's worth a big, fabulous prize from the Doug Stefan Good Day program. All right? The names of the two halves of a lobster trap, roof and floor, pot and pan, kitchen and parlor, or mortar and pestle. You got the answer, you get the prize. Pretty simple, straightforward, bingo bango, and you're there. Speaking of what's there at DougStefan.com, the story, creative, story about how a couple that was a little down on their luck decided they would cash in on some elements. This is a couple named April Cater and Joseph Russell. They were going to get married. They have, however, been their marriage has been put on hold because they're in jail, charged with theft, criminal conspiracy, and criminal mischief. What did these folks do? They went around, for some reason or another, they are not, apparently not going to win the Genius Award. They went to, they're living in a town in Pennsylvania. Matter of fact, I think it's a town not far from where we can be heard, North Sewickley Township. They went around town, cutting down wires from telephone poles, getting the copper out of the wire, and bringing it to the salvage company to sell. The salvage company called the police. The police, they apparently weren't smart enough to know that many of these poles have surveillance cameras on them, and the surveillance shows the couple talking to each other about what they're going to do. Apparently they heard it, and they got the copper, and they brought it to this place to be sold, and they got the video, and bingo bango. This fellow lost his job, apparently, just before he was going to get married. He needed money to get married, so they sold the copper for $7,000. And well, apparently the lady who was going to marry him ratted on him. Said, it's his idea!
Smart girl,
a lot,
you know, come on.
There. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
That's one Jerry Springer episode that was just canceled.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what? May I, as an aside here, Jennifer's going to talk about television in just a second. The other night, for some reason or another, I was flipping around the channel and I found a Maury Povich episode rerun. I had no idea how horrible that program had become. I know
Maury Povich?
All
it is when, you are the baby's father.
When was it ever something other than that?
I don't know. I mean, I think a while back he had something that was...
He's always been a carnival barking...
Yeah. But it's like...
how do you really feel?
There's a difference. Yeah. The Jerry Springer show and his bodyguard, what's his name, Steve something or other, started his own
Steve
show.
Steve Wilkos. Yeah.
We had him on the program.
Yeah.
I like Steve.
It's the same show, though. It's the same basic stuff. All three of them are basically the same show. How is it that there's so much...
Nah.
And by the way, if you watch some of those courtroom dramas, there's some of that in Judge Pirro and Judge Baglunga and Judge whoever it is. I mean,
Jerry
all of those...
Springer, it's... I mean, yeah, it's circus television, but he kind of... He doesn't take it seriously. Like, Maury is like this serious...
At least Jerry Springer always has some different form of who's cheating on who with whose brother and stuff. I mean, there's always a little twist to his stories.
Yeah.
Maury Povich, that show is always about testing if you were the father or not. That's why people go on that show for a free DNA test.
That's what they do? That's really
it? Yeah, that's every day. It's, are you the baby daddy?
Really? Well.
And usually, they aren't.
You think people have something better to do with their time?
There was a lady who had like 12 DNA tests, and she still didn't know the baby daddy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she gets around. Round, get around, I get around. So let's get the answer to our question, right? You ready?
Yes.
To get an answer, we're looking for, we'll give you something that will be worth some coin. This will be a valuable prize. The two halves of a lobster trap. Where's that lobster? What's that? That was from a Saturday Night Live skit, wasn't it, Richie? There's a lobster loose. There's a lobster. It's always says lobster. It's a lobster.
It was
is it Bill Murray?
Live. It was,
was it?
I can't remember. Let me think.
Anyway, let's get to the answer.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose.
There you go.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Ron in Mount Vernon, what do you think the answer is?
Yeah, that's roof and floor.
Roof and floor is not the correct answer. Good guess, though. It's one of the four. Let's see here. Francis in San Jose, what do you think the answer is? Francis? Yoo-hoo, Francis.
Don't none of you just call me Francis.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Francis.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, all.
Morning.
Good
right,
morning.
So what's the answer to the question, Princess?
Water on Tesla?
No, it's not the answer, but thanks for the try.
Can you Dave. Say there's a lobster on the loose? Oh, no. Wait, can we get rid of him?
Well, Dave can. Dave, okay. We want Dave to say there's a lobster loose. Can you try that, Dave?
Yeah, hey, we got pot and pan on the line.
Pot and pan is not correct. This is one of those strange instances where we have three people calling. They all pick a different answer, and it's the wrong answer. The right answer is kitchen and parlor. Nobody got it, so nanny.
I've also
nanny.
Seen
I don't have to give you a problem.
Chamber and parlor.
Chamber and?
Chamber or kitchen.
Really?
Can be intermixed. It's either or, and then parlor is where they go into the parlor. That's kind of where they wait.
Right.
Welcome.
All right, so Dave, are you a former lobster fisherman or something? What's your story?
No, I'm originally from Massachusetts, but I eat a lot of lobster, but never fish them.
Really? Hmm. So how's the lobster quality in Vero Beach versus what you got when you were home in Massachusetts?
A lot sweeter up north.
Yeah. Where did you come from in Massachusetts?
Basically, I started in western Mass and then worked way east for a while and then came down here to live life.
Yeah. Why do you like Vero better than Massachusetts?
Family brought us down here.
Yeah. That happens often, doesn't it, huh? Well, Vero is a great place.
There are
a lot of people in Massachusetts, I'm sure you've recognized, in that whole area, the Indian River County area and down south into Palm Beach County, tons of people from Massachusetts that are down there. It has become, for some, a home away from home, and other people just migrate down. Everybody goes down. Is the working okay? Do you have a job? Do you get a good job?
Yeah, I was fortunate to find work. It took about 6 months, but I was able to pick something up.
Yeah, good. All right, well, sorry you can't pick up anything here, but I appreciate your picking us up on WTTB. Thank you for the call. Answer, kitchen and parlor, the two halves of a lobster trap. Richie added a couple of little nuances to it.
They either say kitchen or chamber.
Yeah.
So it's chamber and parlor or kitchen and parlor.
Right. Yeah, well, that was good. Stimulating. As you know, this is more stimulating talk radio.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, where else are people going to be talking about lobster traps? You think Bill Bennett's going to, the only thing that happened to him, he get caught in one.
That's about right.
It. Right? That doesn't sound nice.
He screams when you put him in the pot.
Everybody get out of here! There's a lobster loose!
Is that true, by the way? Because I have never cooked a lobster. Do they really scream when you put them in hot water?
You know what? It is the, I shouldn't admit to this. Once in a while in a restaurant, I'll have a lobster sandwich if I stop at some place that serves lobster.
You're from Boston. You're supposed to.
Well, but I wouldn't have them. You know, you mentioned those things. You don't think about it. When you go into the restaurant and you order something like that, you're not thinking about what goes on. I can remember as a kid my mother preparing lobster, or even been Tony is great at doing that. And they stick they're moving as you stick them in the pot.
Right.
It's so not for me.
I've only done crabs. I've never steamed.
Putting something that's alive in a pot,
I know,
cooking
that's
it,
pretty terrible.
I mean, it's kind of like, we might as well be cannibals.
Well, how's that any different than cutting a chicken's head off and ripping its feathers out of its body? How's it any different than what they do with a pig, a cow?
I'm not eating any of that stuff. So you're
quitting everything?
Well, I haven't eaten any of that stuff.
You eat fish and you eat sausage. I do. Yank it out of its environment and then just basically let it suffocate. And
all right. So I'm not eating fish anymore either.
What about sausage?
Well, it's a combination of things that every...
So that's okay.
Can't control
myself.
You don't
think your carrots scream when you yank them out of the ground?
No, the carrots do not scream when you take them out of the ground.
You take that knife and you chop them up.
I had some radishes last night.
I love those, except they make you burpy, don't they?
Well, these radishes were not good.
Mm.
They were really not good at all. But
they're
all
bad,
of it.
Okay,
so then what do we eat? Newspaper?
Yeah, and some people do. I've seen TV shows that talk about newspaper eaters.
I eat meat, fish, and poultry.
Yeah,
and pork.
Anything that screams. Richie eats anything that screams.
Let me tell you something. I eat crabs and a whole lot of them and love them.
Yeah. Did I tell you that I ran over one of the roosters in the barnyard the other day?
Oh, no. The one that I love?
I'm not sure which one you loved, but...
The two that were by your dairy store.
We have one now.
No.
One of them.
Doug, that's the biggest rooster ever. How did you not see it?
It was dark.
Doug, that thing was 7 feet tall. Like, literally, it's the size of Kobe Bryant.
How fast were you going? Because roosters are pretty quick. You must have been barreling up the driveway.
I wasn't going that fast in the driveway.
You did it on purpose. You said you wanted those ones dead.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose.
Did you cook him?
afterwards? No, I was very upset. For 2 days, I was upset.
Oh, my God. I took pictures of him. I probably have the last picture of that rooster alive.
Well, why don't you send it to someone? We'll put it up online.
It's on your Facebook page already.
You can put underneath it.
Why would you
Doug murdered this rooster.
Why not?
R.I.P. rooster.
Nah, you don't do that when you run over something. Yeah, that's Roberta's deal.
It's roadkill.
Yeah. You have to, bleed it and stuff.
I felt awful. I really did. I felt awful about it. So the other one is they're getting unbelievably tender love and care.
Well, now. And lonely. Hello, rooster killer. Come on.
I'm going to be a rooster killer.
I'm so sad. I wanted to take one.
Why
home.
Did I even? Yeah, I know. Okay.
Because I tweeted about the rooster, even. I loved it so much.
Okay. I maybe shouldn't have told that story in the air. However.
Killer.
Yeah. Here's a story for those of you who have tired, achy feet. What do you want to do with your tired, achy feet? You need to bring them over to a Dr. Scholl's shop, to a kiosk, and get their revolutionary foot mapping technology. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotic inserts are incredible. They're available to you. This is pretty simple stuff. You look at Doug7.com. I suppose we could have a connection to Dr. Scholl's, but you have to go through that. Just go directly to Dr. Scholl's. Spell DrSCholls, drscholls.com. Find the closest store. Have them test, measure your arch type and pressure point, and then they'll recommend to you the custom fit orthotics that will be best for your feet. There's nothing happier than happy feet, right?
Yes.
This is all about support and relief. You got tired, achy feet. You spell relief, DrSCholl, drscholls.com. Find the closest store, get the fit out, and then try them. They're guaranteed to work, or your money back. That's the deal. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will actually start doing more.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The prostate formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Autumn is fast approaching, and the shorter days and cooler nights mean more time spent indoors. This is the perfect season to turn over a new leaf and take simple steps toward a cleaner home. Look for affordable and versatile products like baking soda to help prepare your home for the indoor months ahead, making it fresher, cleaner, and a more enjoyable place to be. With countless uses, Arm & Hammer baking soda can help your home look clean and smell fresh without the use of any harsh chemicals. This season, use baking soda to scrub dirt and pollen off your outdoor furniture before storing. Give your liquid laundry detergent a boost when cleaning cold weather apparel, and neutralize all odors throughout the house, from your refrigerator and freezer to the carpets and furniture. Best of all, that little orange box of baking soda only costs about a dollar. For more information and countless uses for baking soda this season and throughout the year, visit armandhammer.com.
Oh, my mama. The video of the day today, I don't know where it came from. Who knew there was a record to break? There's a man in Australia has souped up his couch with a motorcycle engine. and has succeeded in setting the world record for the fastest couch.
Really?
The video of the day. Check out the fast couch at DougStefan.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Extra added attraction there. 53 after the hour, the Doug Stefan Good Day program. I'm looking at a picture that somebody sent. This is why I love the new technology. Somebody sent me a picture of a... This is a guy who's driving a pickup truck. He's a plumber. And the guy, their uniform at this plumbing, this is AIM Electrical and Plumbing Services. I don't know where they are. Guy's driving a Ford pickup truck. And you maybe you have to see this. I'll try to describe it because I'm not bad at pictures with words. He's driving down the street. He's got on his blue top, the blue uniform. And on the side of the door of the pickup truck is a lower part of a man in the blue shirt, that's the uniform, sitting on a toilet without his pants on.
Okay.
I've seen this.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's funny.
It's actually pretty hysterical. But the beauty of radio is that I can tell you about it and you can imagine. That's the wonderful thing about this medium, because we can use our imagination. I described it fairly well. And now you think to yourself, okay, what does this guy look like? I wonder if people think we're crude if we were to post that picture at DougStefan.com. You think it's a little too raw, Richie?
No, it's funny. It's innocent enough.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So maybe we'll do that. 55 past the hour. Jennifer has the story behind the story of there's a lot of television news today, including the story behind Bea Arthur. What was Bea Arthur really all about? Where did she come from? I don't know why anybody's involved in this, but there's a story about her. And how long has she been dead now? What, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why people find this important. Anyway, I'll tease you with that in a moment, but Jennifer's got the most important news coming right up here on Good Day.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in our walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
and do it together. Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
My associate Jennifer Horn is here with the stories behind the story. We have this big, Jennifer, really big television.
Well, yesterday we were talking about the big drama at Southwest Airlines. They kicked off, allegedly kicked off Leisha Haley from the L Word and her girlfriend, mm-hmm. Camilla Gray, for kissing, having a little... homosexual activity, and they threw her off the plane. But Southwest came back today and said it had nothing to do with their kissing. It had nothing to do with that at all. They were actually being very loud, obnoxious, and using a lot of profanity and a lot of vulgar language.
Really?
And they kicked him off the plane for that, not for their kissing.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So right. They said that they don't discriminate, and it was all about the words they were using.
Uh-huh.
And then we got a little good news for the first show of the season that's gotten a full season pickup. If you're a fan of Zooey Deschanel, she's kind of the new Hollywood it girl. She has gotten a full season on her show on Fox called New Girl. That's good news for her.
Is she related to Emily, the woman from Bones?
You know, I don't
probably
know.
Probably named the same way.
Yeah, I think they might be. I'm not sure, though.
I saw that show. It was just okay.
Yeah. People love her, though. She's got this kind of goofy, attractive thing that people
goofy,
like.
Yeah.
Kind of like you, Jennifer.
Exactly. Goofy. Thanks, Dougie.
Yeah. Very attractive.
The new online network that's getting a lot of attention from Prospect Park, who they're going to be carrying all the soap operas and some original programming starting in January, they've come up with a name for themselves. Do you want to take a guess what it might be?
Smoking
Tough.
Gun.
The online network.
Wow.
Go figure. Yeah. And you know what? They paid a lot of money for that, I'm guessing.
Yeah. B. Arthur is coming back to the surface because they're using her. She was apparently a Marine. Nobody knew it. She drove a truck in the Marines.
Really?
Yep. In 1943. And they're using her to recruit women into the Marines.
Cool.
B. Arthur, who was formerly of Golden Girls and Maude, was a truck driver in the Marines in the Second World War. She's the new poster girl for getting women into the Marines.